Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Hello, champies!
What do you think this is, the Big Fatty Show?
I know, right?
Y'all, that was from listener Joe. He was, that's what he referred to as his family members.
Rude.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Bill.
Today is September 8th, not 11th. Thursday, 2011.
Episode 383. Oh man,
that's, y'all, we are drunk off tater tots and bagel bites.
And for the record, this is the second recording in a row with no wine.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm liking this or not. But we have to be careful because the next day when I get up, I'm kind of like,
no, that's drunk. Because we didn't record and we did that stupid 500 purity test. And it was so painful that we then went to 7-Eleven for more booze.
Right. So, you know, everybody's naming their listeners, so we want to name our listeners now. So, of course, we copy Big Fatty. Hello, chimpies!
Yeah, they are chimps.
But I don't know about chimpies.
Yeah, maybe our chumps.
There's a chumps. Y'all, we just kind of had like a third grade lunch. Third grade dinner.
Yeah.
Bagel bites. With
you took it from college to third grade when we added the ranch dressing.
Yes.
Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Though it wasn't schoolhouse. It was a little
butter. It was not schoolhouse. It's not buttermilk. It's just not the same. It's Ken's Steakhouse.
I tasted it. It's like, nothing.
It wasn't not the, awful.
It's okay when you put it on your pizza and eat it.
No. No.
Which I love that in high school.
I have high standards for my pizza ranch. Combinations.
Please.
Like I have high standards for the ketchup we used.
Please.
It has
we,
to be Heinz.
We just ate bagel bites that we bought 72 bagel bites for $10 from Costco.
Did the sarcasm not come through my voice?
No, it didn't.
Oh.
Well,
let me work on that.
Well, you know, not everybody went to broadcasting school like I did. So.
Maybe somebody else should take a college learning course too.
What have you learned this week?
In college preparatory class.
It's college success.
Same thing.
I know.
Have you learned how to bathe before a job interview yet?
Oh my God. Use deodorant.
Have you learned that you actually need to stick the pizza in the refrigerator and not just keep it on top of the stove?
What?
Yeah, people do that all the time, college students. They never put their pizza away.
And they die of food poisoning.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Fact.
I'm glad you learned it. Look, I learned you.
You learned me good.
I learned you good.
No, we today actually, it's so crazy. Today we actually learned how to take a test after taking a test.
Excuse me.
It was one of those, like, if you're in a multiple choice situation, eliminate two that you know for sure are not the answers. And then it gets you a 50% chance if you have to guess.
But why didn't you do that already?
Yes. That's the point.
And I think the time before that, he learned how to
calculate my GPA.
Calculate a GPA.
By the way, this is an hour and a half class twice a week. And this is what we did all class.
Yeah, didn't you say someone in your class was actually like, but that's not how we did it in high school.
Yeah, pretty much.
I didn't know she had a new CD coming out.
Hey. Talking About Me.
Yeah, it's a new single.
Talking About Me.
Kelly Clarkson.
Is it good?
I haven't heard it yet.
So okay. Go ahead.
Apparently,
what else did you learn?
Mr. Know-It-All is him, which is right. Kelly Clarkson's new single.
Let's preview it.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get fired. Yeah. We're going to get sued.
What the hell?
It's just really quiet.
Not on mine.
It's alright. It's not bad.
Get it, girl.
Get it, girl. Get it, get it, get it.
Gotta get that.
Well, she has 4.5 stars. We have better stars than her.
Take it.
She has better stars than other shows. So.
At least you're in a good mood. Okay, aww. Speaking of that, uh-huh. Ricky.
So,
yes. So, I know things have been a little rough recently,
mm-hmm.
and you've been having a bad time.
Yes.
Well, I wanted to get you something. And what I really wanted to get you, A, was too expensive, but then they were out of them at Costco, which were like the life-size teddy bears. But instead, we found something that I thought was more appropriate for you. So, James.
Oh, my God.
We would like to present you a beef summer sausage that is 3 pounds. It is...
It's at least 12 inches in diameter.
It can keep you comfortable on these cold fall nights. You can even take a knife and taper it to your pleasure.
You can make it ribbed.
Oh my God.
I showed that to Lauren right before she left. She was like, oh my God, that's so bad.
So there.
I can't believe people eat these.
Hey, it's for like a party. In your mouth.
Somewhere.
Now you can,
use it for the tea party.
Now you can play or you just play hide the sausage with Lauren.
No. This could be like the gift that we keep giving each other every year.
Or you just hide it somewhere in the
when
house.
When did this expire?
Right. When does it expire? Let's see date.
Like you could put it in her underwear drawer. Find her toy box and replace it.
Oh, we're good till August 19th of 2012.
There you go.
Blam.
There's a couple holidays between that weekend.
But I will say, though, summer sausage is tasty.
You can eat this raw, right?
Oh, yeah.
You just cut it.
Yeah, it's like salami. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
But you don't eat
that. Well, you know what that means. We're just going to have, like, the next time we come over, we're going to have, like, spray cheese, crackers, and some beef summer sausage.
Right, and our breath and farts and everything.
Well, it'll be a regular big fatty show.
But yes, there's a sausage for you to play.
Or I could take it to Vegas, but they might not let me on the plane.
It's not a liquid.
It's not a liquid, but I don't know. What do you think?
They'll let you take it to Vegas.
I'm gonna say this to the audience. It's almost the length of like a midget's arm.
It's literally more than half like a child's arm.
Yeah. That's
huge.
And maybe it's probably even from your elbow to your fingers.
So if we put it in your crotch area, it goes past your knee.
Well, wait.
Was that you pulling up?
Now it's to my knee.
No, he wasn't pulling up. That was him moving his balls aside so he could actually put it in its proper place.
Right.
Sorry, they're big. So. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
This put me in a better mood.
So you can sleep with it and cuddle with it at night when things get rough.
In a 2-ounce serving. There's 24 of them here. There's 200 calories, 150 from fat. A total of 17 grams of fat with 7 grams of saturated fat and 680 milligrams of sodium. But 10 grams of protein.
There you go.
Gotta get your protein in.
Maybe this week, the week that I eat this... it's the new shake weight. The week that I eat this, I'll just do Atkins.
I guarantee you that if you took that to work, your African American coworkers would be like, "Yeah, my God, let me have some." We used to eat them every Christmas Eve.
Joe, would they be like that?
Oh,
Joe, why aren't you going to Vegas? Joe is not going to Vegas.
Oh. It's also beef. It's not pork.
Oh.
And it's not fried.
But you can fry it, right?
If you want.
I wonder if it's good fried.
I don't know. I've never fried summer sausage.
We'll test it out.
Who was those talking? Which we'll talk about. We had a little family party.
Yes, we did.
But who was talking about just how getting the skin somewhere?
I wasn't here.
And that was was that somebody was saying that, like, oh, I just want the skin. Is that vegetarian?
Oh, it's, we were talking about fried chicken because, All right, so this is the deal. And we're not going to, I mean, we always tell Josh we talk about him, but I don't even think he listens when we think we talk about him.
No.
But Josh's boyfriend, well, I guess fiance or husband or whatever, of 5 years, they actually go back and forth to France and back, mm-hmm. you know. So Jerome was here in the United States. He stayed here for 3 weeks. And the last night that he was here, we all had like a family dinner kind of thing. But
except for Bill.
Bill was not there because he was at a family wedding or something, right?
Not a family wedding.
But so you could have skipped it?
No, but I'll tell you about that in a second.
Okay. But Jerome, since the first week he was here, because Josh wanted to take him out to eat, and we were all going to go out to eat, and I go, oh, we should go to Popeyes. He's never had Popeyes. And he was like, he goes, ooh, puppies? Poopies? He was just like, oh, I want to go to Poopies.
Funny.
So he didn't get to have it until the last night here, and I bought Popeyes chicken for him to taste, for him to eat.
Nice.
Let me tell you, I am very proud of him. He ate that chicken like it was going out of style, and there was nothing left of that chicken breast.
Dude.
I mean, he ate it like a professional.
Dude.
And he's like thin as hell.
What did he do the first time we had dinner? He ate an
entire
stuffed pizza by himself.
And it was like a small, which usually feeds, what, two people usually?
Or three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He ate the whole thing.
Every, mm-hmm. except for some of the crust.
And then he was eating some of Josh's food too.
Yeah.
And they had a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Oh, remember when Josh spilled the wine on your crotch, but he didn't want to get his napkin wet?
Oh, I remember. That was funny. Oh, I remember.
That was funny. But it was nice. We had, we just all brought food over and we just chilled out.
Nice. Sorry, I'm glad. Sad I missed it. But yeah, I was at a wedding at a friend. It's actually kind of interesting. Speaking of France, her company is moving her to France.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I remember.
And technically she already got married because with the paperwork, because she's going in a week, that they needed to be married first because it was just easier, you know, instead of waiting while they're engaged. So they had the whole Justice of the Peace wedding, mm-hmm. but she really wanted a reason to wear her dress,
mm-hmm.
as well as see her family, say goodbye, do those traditional things that every mother wants to do, like dance with the groom and dad dance with the bride. So they basically had a reception party,
mm-hmm.
open bar, a couple hundred people in a very small room. It was hotter than hell.
And we get hot real quick.
Yeah. She did not have too many people there for her because they all couldn't come because it was a very short notice for this wedding. So she basically squealed and I went through the door, and then my best friends went because they know her through me, one of which doesn't like her.
And they still went anyway?
Yeah. Well, because the other one loves her. So the other one was doing the, you know, the husband duty because they're together. You know, because you do that, like, hey, I really hate your friend, but we're going to her wedding because it's your friend.
Oh, so it was the guy that hated the girl? But your friend?
It was two guys.
Oh, it was a couple. Gay couple.
Yes.
And the one hates the bride.
Yes.
Really?
He wanted to have a party when she left.
Is that one like, was it like his partner's like hag, like his best friend?
No, they know her through me.
Why does he hate her?
I don't know. That's a whole different story.
But we need to know.
I think it's just one of those personality things.
Oh. So which one do you think is right?
Well,
obviously not the person that got married, right?
Well, obviously it's my good friend and she was my work wife, so I enjoy her. Anyway, they got bored. So they're like, can we go? And I was like, I don't think it's a good idea for me to. And they're like, perfect. We'll pick you up later. Just give us a call. And I'm like, okay, whatever. By the end of the night.
You had a threesome with them.
God, no. Though her husband is kind of hot.
He's... Not with them, with the other two guys.
No, it's my...
Friends do that, right?
It's my sister.
We do that, right?
No. We have the same...
We do, but they don't.
Oh.
We have this thing where when people ask that question, we look at each other and we take our finger and we're like... Meow. Because the idea of the other person naked...
Of going limp.
Really makes me kind of want to...
Puke.
Turtle head. Turtle it right up back inside me. Anyway...
Y'all, I'm using a sucker to scratch my back.
Scratch that shit.
So after the open bar closed, they were passing out and doing shots of all the leftover liquor.
Mm-hmm.
The bride took a shot. She'd been drinking all night and dancing. She sat in a chair
and
slowly fell out of the chair and passed out on the floor in fetal position in her wedding dress.
Were there pictures?
Yes.
Yes.
And it took several of us to carry her into the bedroom.
Is she a big girl?
No, but the dress was huge.
Oh.
So there was a lot of crinoline to try to find her. And she was limp. Well, yeah, underneath dresses to make them poofy.
Isn't that itchy?
Well, you have like hose and stuff on.
His
computer.
Excuse me.
Yeah, so you know it's a good. Yeah, so you just know it's a good reception when you know the bride passes out.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Then what'd you do after the reception?
I went home to McDonald's. I went home drunk.
You went to McDonald's.
You went to McDonald's.
Yes.
What'd you have?
Double quarter pounder.
That's good.
Chicken nuggets. And a Dr. Pepper. Well, and of course, I came with a large fry. Yeah. And spicy mustard. And then I drank like 4 glasses of water while watching TV. And then I went to bed and slept the worst that I ever have in my life because it was so fucking hot.
No air conditioning?
No, because the weather was... Oh, no, there was air. But in their house and the way it was set up, the air doesn't... They don't keep it too cold. And I was on the second story and then an air mattress. And they have 3 cats who have claws, so the door had to be closed.
Oh, my God. Next time you have to take a personal fan.
Oh, next time we have all kinds of different rules. That's a whole other long-drawn story. No, this is a whole long-drawn story that your listeners aren't going to want to hear anyway. But these are my best friends.
There were other guests there.
I stay with them whenever I go there. Like when I used to go there for work with my old job, I wouldn't stay at a hotel. I would just stay with them.
Okay. But even though your company paid for the hotel?
Yeah, because...
This wasn't work.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Oh, before, I could have, yeah. But it was... Oh, shit.
Get in the conversation.
The finger's coming.
Ah! What was that?
Gum wrapper.
Ew, it looks like a piece of gum.
No, it's just a gum wrapper.
I'm going to pick it up with my toe.
You got monkey feet.
Oh, children.
You monkey feet.
Children.
Monkey toes. Remember my 7-Eleven feet I had? Okay. I don't have them right now, but oh, God. They're bad. Go ahead, Bill. I'm sorry.
No, that's done. We can talk about the rest of it offline.
Oh, okay.
I just don't think it's very interesting for, you know, why
they want to know everything about us.
Why I didn't stay at a hotel.
They want to know everything. The longer the show, apparently, the better. Okay. But we don't.
Here it is. My company that I was with did not like me telecommuting. When I first moved to Minnesota, I gave them 3 months notice and said, this is either my last day in the office or my last day of the company. I need your help letting me know. Mm-hmm. Decide how my letter's going to read.
Okay.
Her response was, good question. I'll get back to you. Let me telecommute. Well, with that, I had to come back at least once a month, if not definitely once a quarter, to back to the office to do some work and blah, blah, blah.
Which is not a problem for me. I would not mind that.
I loved it, every second of it, because I got paid to see my family, because I would go for the week, have the flight leave on Sunday, and then I'd go back to my hometown, which is only 45 minutes from Indy, you know, visit my parents, stay with them, but I stay with my best friend so that we could chill and hang out together. Mm-hmm. The reason I didn't let work pay for the hotel is that I didn't want them to think that they were spending too much money on bringing me back so that I could keep telecommuting, keep my job, and they keep bringing me back.
Okay.
There would be a couple times that when I would stay at a hotel and they were fine with it because it's kind of, I was just like, there's too many guests. I'm having a really busy, and it's going to be a rough week at work. Mm-hmm. It would just be easier if I stayed in a hotel.
Okay. Well, that was very boring, but.
I told you.
He's so excited. He's doing this. He said,
you should listen to Bill.
He's going like this.
I said it was going to be more.
My mustache out
behind me.
I don't know. I'm just staring. I was probably looking in the mirror over there. I hear the story a lot.
Oh.
One, well, two.
Oh. So y'all.
Oh my God!
Oh my God! I hope that was not her. I hope that was my thing that fell and not hers.
It's a square thing.
Oh yeah, that's mine. That's okay.
Is there something else in the window we should move though?
No. I'll go. Y'all talk.
So we met we hung out with a listener last night. We hung out with JD. JD from San Diego.
Hey JD.
And we talked about Scruff and about the lifestyles of Scruff.
Yeah, he had Growler. Not listened to the show yet that had the Scruff stuff on it.
The saying, because that's what you left him off on last show.
Do what?
The saying that were used because you couldn't remember from the last show, remember?
Oh, we know the saying, down on brown.
Yeah, but frown. You need to tell him.
Oh, frown on brown.
So, yeah, so remember the story about this listener was that his friends and him, when he was trying to stop from dating the beautiful Hispanic gentleman because he was having such a bad luck with them is if they would say frown on brown. And then so I sent it to Ricky, and of course he's like, never.
Never.
I could never do that.
Could never frown on the brown.
Which then JD said,
you'd go down on brown.
You'd go down on brown. There you go.
Ooh, but that can be taken several different ways.
Dude, you're the one that likes to use the phrase,
I'd
look him clean on his dirtiest day.
Disgusting. Which, by the way, JD got a message very similar to that. He's like, it was one of those messages that I got.
I think it literally didn't literally say, I'd eat your dirty ass.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was just like, I would eat your dirty asshole. It was like, and he goes,
with the Latino?
We don't, no, we have no idea. But it was one of those things. He's like, oh, you're 1,200 miles away? That's not far enough.
Right.
Yeah. He's like, do people really say that? I'm like, yeah.
And then I showed him the picture, the screenshot I took of the one guy, the one that sent me the message, the you have nice cock.
Uh-huh.
It's like, no, but I'm saving my pennies for a pretty one.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Oh, here, let me credit that. Thanks, Bill.
Good job, Bill.
Thanks. I did get credit on your Facebook page.
Yes, you did.
I was proud of you.
So
it's very nice of you.
James and I are going to sit here and throw
gum wrappers.
Are you picking up shit off the floor?
Yeah, you got ice peanut.
And throwing it at his face?
Yeah.
You are a monkey. You foul, foul monkey.
We're slinging poo.
So, y'all, we have some, we have a major historical event coming up in a few days.
What's that?
And would that be,
Pride 48?
Or would that,
that.
Would that be the 5-year anniversary of you learning that you're a power bottom?
That would be
12 years ago.
15 years, probably.
No. That's why we bought you the sausage.
And I tweeted this last week, and I was like, I refuse to turn on the TV, read an article in the paper, read any news on 9/11.
It's already started.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I saw it today.
The first thing on the news today was about the recordings that were released. Mm-hmm.
Why would somebody want to sit through that shit again?
Because we, as a country, are
nosy as fuck.
We're a glutton for punishment.
Why? I don't understand you would want to be reminded. I mean, granted, a lot of people were affected by this event. Well, all of America was. But I would not want to sit there and watch that shit over and over and listen to the calls specifically that were happening as soon as the plane hit the building.
I think some of that stuff is a little grotesque. But at the same time, I mean, I guess it depends on what your views of patriotism are and the importance of remembering history to not relive it. You know, and the importance of remembering.
Well, I remember it.
This is just our government trying to make us out of America.
Blame the government. Blame the government.
Where were you when you heard?
I was actually working as an operator at Directory Systems for Verizon, where we had no TVs or radio. And then all of a sudden, we started getting, because we handled Virginia, Washington, D.C., West Virginia, and Maryland. And all of a sudden, all of our calls were coming from New York City. But there were, like, frantic people. Oh, my God, I need the number. We're being attacked. We don't know what's going on. You know, so here we are. We have no communication, really, outside of the world. And here these people are saying that the United States is being attacked. And then the next thing we know, we started getting calls from the D.C. area. And it was, like, awful. Because we had no clue what was going on, and we still had to do our jobs. And here we have all these people, they're crying on the phone, saying that their family members are dead, and the World Trade Center had fallen. And, you know, so we had no idea what was going on. So then all of us instantly started panicking because we didn't know what was going on.
That's intense. And you, James?
I was actually in class, and I just
remember high school.
Yeah, and I just remember it was weird. So first off, this guy walks in. One of my fellow students, one of my friends, actually walks into the classroom, and it was like he starts talking about something about the World Trade Centers and them falling down and blah blah blah. I'm thinking to myself, what book are you reading? Like this? I mean, what this is crazy. And then my math teacher walks in. And it must have, I don't know what happened, but this was the first time he's ever worn his glasses. And that's the only time I remember him ever wearing his glasses. Mm-hmm. But he had the thickest Coke bottle bottoms like those ones that are almost like a quarter an inch, half an inch thick. Mm-hmm. And he was just wearing those. I was just mesmerized when he walked in. I was like, Jesus,
it's bad. Christ.
I'm like, your vision's bad. And then he pulled in the TV and we were sitting there watching a little bit. And right as he was getting ready to take the TV away, we saw the second plane. And then he's like, I'm sorry, guys. He's like, we need to go on with class. He's like, we should. And we're just like,
what the fuck?
What?
Oh, no. I mean, this was my senior year of college. And it was very much the same thing. Like, we still had classes, though they were... We didn't really do anything, but we still went to the classes, had to go to classes. But being a university as well, you have people from all over the country. Right. You know, it was very difficult with that. I was masturbating in my fraternity shower.
To trucker porn.
No, I was in the shower. But, you know, it was one of those old school locker room type showers where there's no dividers and there's like four shower heads and a square. Yeah, and then I went to
there
class.
There was no one else next to you?
No. I know I did not masturbate with my fraternity brothers. But I was masturbating.
I don't see why not, but...
Yep.
What was I going to say? Well, it was sad, but the best thing about it was that I worked 18 hours that day, and I made four times the amount I was making. So I made $100 an hour to work. So I made $1,800 in one day.
That's pretty impressive.
And then you were taxed at the end.
Yeah, but believe me, it was worth it.
So did you pray for more natural disasters?
Of course I did not. But we were there. And we were like we were worse than the Postal Service. If it snowed 4 fucking feet, if you weren't there, you got in trouble. Or if it started to snow, they put you in a hotel so you can come back the next day. They were serious. But
there,
it was sad. Go. You know. So Pride 48.
So on to other historical events.
How long have we been recording? Probably a good 30, right?
We are at 27.
Oh.
Well, we can talk about other historical events like gay marriage, because I know you have a story about work. I think
we should probably mention about Pride 48, though, and talk about that on the next show, too.
And then we have three articles that we're going to talk about that we...
I'll say, yeah, because mine goes in with your story.
I think I have an email... Let me check real quick.
Y'all just confused me on what we're talking about now.
I did get an email from, remember the listener from Richmond, Virginia that sent us money in the PayPal, which I need to take out? Well, he emailed me back. And he said, sorry for the delay in replying. Email is an afterthought with me. Much like the phone. No, I've not contacted Foul Monkeys in any manner in the past. I just felt it was overdue on giving back since I've finished nearly the entirety of the prior podcast.
Kill yourself.
He goes, I don't remember how I happened upon your podcast, which was about half a year ago. It was probably via a link from another show. I was in that searching phase of good, long-standing, LGBT-friendly, non-newsy cast that were both entertaining and personal, if not edgy. Nothing makes the dull work day or commute go by faster, and frankly, I listen to podcasts more than I watch TV at this point. I hope the Vegas trip is great. Looking forward to hearing about it and many more episodes in the future. Take care.
Aww.
That was nice.
Well, thanks for listening.
And then I forward you the reply, right? I forward you guys the reply.
Yeah.
Okay. So, thank you very much.
By the way, I went to go reply to that, and something like I had like almost a like I had a pretty lengthy email,
and it deleted out.
And then something happened with my phone. I'm like, oh! And then you replied after that. I was like, okay, I'll just leave it.
But you want to reply to him now because I'm sure he's listening.
Thank you.
That's all your email.
Elaborated.
But you guys didn't get to see the hand gesture. Elaborated and then like spaghetti hands or
sparkles.
Salad
fingers.
No,
jazz hands.
What was it? Jazz hands?
Jazz hands.
Yeah. So yes, thank you for sending us the money and we really appreciate it. And the video of me on YouTube doing the Dougie has been marked as having content that is owned or licensed by someone.
Really?
So, yes. Which is the song
someone
was playing. Which sounds like shit because it wasn't being recorded, you know, really. It's so stupid.
Teach me how to Dougie.
Teach me how to Dougie. All right, so I guess we're going to leave. We're going to talk about Pride 48 now, or I guess we can.
Make more Pride 48 is going to rock.
It would make more sense on the next show since it'll be our last one that people were here before.
Oh, is it going to be?
Excuse you.
What was that attitude?
Jeez Louise. Yes, the next one, we'll make sure.
Oh, yeah, because we won't be recording on Thursday.
No, right. We're going to be on an airplane.
Fucking in the airplane.
We're going to be on an airplane, y'all.
We're fucking
maybe
in
we'll
airplane.
Do a video podcast.
When we're on the plane.
Mm-hmm. As they're telling us to put away our communication devices, we're like, no, we will not turn it off.
We've got to record.
And since we're all sitting next together, we'll put like the just we can just record the audio.
Right.
We are recording this bootleg at 300,000 feet.
Right.
She's coming. She's coming. Put it down. Can I have more peanuts, please?
Honey. No, sir. You've had 14 packs.
What about a cookie?
They don't serve peanuts on the plane anymore because of peanut allergies.
Although they still do on Delta.
Yeah. They do.
Yeah.
They serve it on Southwest, too.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
No way, they serve pretzels.
Because on my last business trip, I got stuck in the very last
like
seat.
The ocean.
Yeah. The very last seat by the toilet.
Uh-huh.
And she even looks at me and she goes, you got the worst seat in the house. You deserve extra lunch. I'm going to give you the buffet. And she gave me pretzels.
The buffet.
Yeah, she gave me pretzels, peanuts, and the cookies.
Oh. It's probably because you were fucking cute.
No, she gave the row in front of me and the row next to me because we were all by the toilet.
The toilet does stink. I mean, nobody could. I'm here.
Rude.
My ride's here.
Oh, I love those Biscuit cookies.
Mm-hmm, they're good.
They're beyond good.
Can you buy them somewhere?
I about pissed myself, and you can buy them here at Walgreens. I bought like the pack of 100. They were on sale for like $2.
You about pissed yourself.
I did.
All right, y'all. So we're going to be at Pride 48. We are recording 1 o'clock Eastern time, right?
I don't remember. I'd have to look at the email. We'll confirm for you next
episode. Yeah, it's 1 o'clock Eastern time. We actually start the Saturday shows. Then behind us is, that's what she said. Which will probably be sticking around.
What'd she say?
That's what she said.
What did she say? Mm-hmm. Shut the fuck up.
And then behind that, I forget who's behind them.
God. Yeah, we'll definitely be staying in the audience at least for that's what she said.
No, I think I have the email right here. No, I don't. It's online somewhere. Anyway, we can't wait to meet everyone. Melissa is picking us up at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't tell her that we're not going to the Luxor. We forgot that part, so yep. Hopefully she'll still give us a ride.
We're not that far south from it.
Oh, okay. Are we walking distance?
No.
We're going to take a bus.
I don't know how
that
works.
Or maybe someone will come pick us up and take us up to the hotel. Because as soon as the hotel's available, I want to be there. Which will be like 10 in the morning, maybe?
No, probably more like 1 or... I don't know.
On Friday?
You have to wait until Miss Nessa gets here anyway.
She's getting there at 9 in the morning, I think.
Well,
on Friday.
Well, why don't you call tomorrow and find out when check-in
Miss Nessa. Miss Nessa. So we're excited to meet everyone. I think there's like 50, 60 people are going to be there.
Ooh.
We're going to be in a one-bedroom suite. Well, the audience is going to be in the living room. The podcaster is going to be in the one-bedroom suite. And there's going to be microphones in the living room for them to talk back with us on the shows. So we're trying to come up with what we're going to do. We haven't, you know, it's going to be last minute. We're probably going to plan it on the plane.
Wow, that sounded weird.
No, I'm going to be reading.
If you guys all have ideas, you should let us know.
Yes.
Even though by the time you hear this.
But you can call or email us ideas of what you would like to hear at Vegas. And I'm not telling the dirty story that everybody wants to hear.
But
there will be a big surprise.
Yeah. My goal is to find a porn star so our student audience can see a penis live.
Michael Brandon is supposed to be in Vegas. Maybe Big Fatty can do something.
Maybe you can show him your balls.
No, he'd probably rather see Big Fatty's balls. But I heard on another show that Big Fatty wears weights. And they're already big.
Maybe he wants them bigger.
They already dragged the ground the podcast.
For the horror.
It was the beginning of his last show, actually.
Hmm.
All right, give us a call. 206-984-3685.
You need to want to text message us at that number, email us.
Do you know what I just did? I just gave my old work number.
That's kind of weird.
Call
You're going
to
have to take that out.
Call that for foul monkeys.
That is so weird. That is random.
And order a extra case of cans of pureed tomato.
I feel weird. That was weird.
That was odd.
You still have it on your phone.
863.
Wait.
Oh. 863.
Just restart the whole thing. Just give us a call.
Oh.
86. That needs to be the little tag at the end. 863.
You can just beep out the work number. The last four digits or whatever. Okay, give us a call at 206-984-3685 or give us a text message at 863-666-0377.
Don't forget to email us at jamesroyfm@gmail.com or foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You know what? You never get to say anything. You can follow us on Twitter by following...
I don't remember what your shit's called. You're my friend.
Foul Monkeys.
And James Roy FM.
I need a script.
Or you can we're gonna Facebook record an outro fan page us and like us and check out our Tumblr. That's foulmonkeys.com.
Yeah, you know the last time you asked me to do that, what was the intro?
Hi, I'm Bill. I'm Bill.
So this time it'd be, bye, I'm Bill.
We already said goodbye. Goodbye, chimpies.
Bye, chumps.
Chimes.
You still have it on your phone.
863.
Wait.
Oh. 863.
Just restart the whole thing. Just give us a call.
Oh.
86. That needs to be the little tag at the end. 863. 863. 863.